Ladies and gentlemen, good day and welcome to the Q1 FY23 earnings conference call of SJVN Limited, hosted by Elara Securities. As a reminder, all participant lines will be in the listen-only mode, and there will be an opportunity for you to ask questions after the presentation concludes. Should you need assistance during the conference call, please signal an operator by pressing star then zero on your touchtone phone. Please note that this conference is being recorded. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe from Elara Securities. Thank you, and over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, everyone. On behalf of Elara Securities, we welcome you all for the Q1 FY23 conference call of SJVN. I take this opportunity to welcome the management of SJVN, represented by Mr. Anil Sharma, CMD, Mr. AK Singh, Director of Finance. We will begin the call with a brief overview by the management, followed by Q&A session. I will now hand over the call to Mr. Anil Sharma for his opening remarks. Over to you, sir.
Good afternoon, and I welcome all the participants in this conference call. This conference is about the Q1 results of SJVN. Before coming to the numbers, let me brief all the participants about the few developments of the quarter one. Regarding the physical progress, the progress on the front of generation. Our generating stations, primarily six generating stations of hydro, solar, and wind, have registered above 12% increase in the generation. This quarter generation is 2,736 million units against 2,436 million units last year. There is about 12.29% increase. Regarding the CapEx, this year in the quarter one, we have spent a CapEx of 1,990 crore rupees against 622 crore rupees last year. There is an increase of 320%, 622 crore to 1,990 crore. SJVN signed a power purchase agreement with Punjab State Power Corporation Limited for 100 MW solar project for 25 years at the rate of 2.65 rupees per unit. This project cost will be around 600 crore, and annual generation will be 250 million units. SJVN also awarded an EPC contract of 1,000 MW solar project in Bikaner. The awarded cost of the project is 5,491 crore rupees. This is a major RE project which SJVN, and I think this is the largest project so far signed by any company in the solar sector. SJVN also awarded two more projects, the 75 MW Gurra solar project in Uttar Pradesh and another Gujarat solar project, 50 MW project in Uttar Pradesh during this period. Power purchase agreement for 200 MW solar power project in Bihar has been also signed during this quarter. The tariff is 3.11 rupees per unit. In Nepal, MoU for development of 490 MW Arun 4 project through a JV mode has been signed in the presence of the Honorable Prime Minister, Shri Narendra Modi ji, and Honorable Prime Minister of Nepal, Shri Deobaji. SJVN also bagged 90 MW floating solar power project in Omkareshwar Reservoir in Madhya Pradesh, and to that effect, PPA has also been signed. These were the few highlights of the quarter. Now I will come to the numbers. As you know that the generation during this quarter has registered an increase of 12.29%, and similarly the financial numbers also. Revenue from operation has increased by 52% during this quarter one of FY 2023. The numbers are 663 crore rupees. The numbers are 1,006 crore rupees against 663 crore rupees last year. There is an increase of 342 crore rupees in increase in the revenue from generation. The total income has also registered an increase of 52%. Total income during this quarter of this year is 1070 crore rupees against 702 crores last year. Similarly, profit before tax, there is an increase of 53%. This year, profit before tax in the quarter one is 650 crore rupees against 425 crore rupees last year. Profit after tax has registered an increase of 79%. 607 crore rupees profit against 339 crore rupees last year. There is an increase of 268 crore rupees profit after tax, which is 79% above the last year. Then about the generation has, I have already told about the total generation, but if we analyze it the sector wise, hydro and renewable, in hydro, Natha Jhakri has generated 2,090 million units against 1,866 units last year. Rampur hydropower station has generated 587 million units against 523 million units, an increase of 64 million units. Similarly, wind and solar projects, they have also registered an increase of about 25%. 57.95 million units generation this year against the last year's quarter one of 46.12 million units. So there is an increase of 11.83 million units in wind and solar projects. Plant availability factor, we were already making the machines available to the extent of 109% or close to 110%. So this year we have also registered an increase, and we are making the machines available to the extent of 110.11% in case of Natha Jhakri and 110.2% in case of Rampur. So availability of the machines has been at its highest. So similarly, there is an increase of incentives, whether the capacity incentives or UI, that is deviation settlement mechanism, UI also. And in the field of projects progress, all the projects are progressing well despite the odds during the monsoon season, but we are trying to complete the projects as per the schedule. So this is all about from the management side. Now we are open to the questions from the investors as well as analysts.
Thank you very much. We will now begin the question and answer session. Anyone who wishes to ask a question may press star and one on their touchtone telephone. If you wish to remove yourself from the question queue, you may press star and two. Participants are requested to use handsets while asking a question. Anyone who would like to ask a question, please press star and one at this time. Ladies and gentlemen, we will wait for a moment while the question queue assembles. The first question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Yeah. Good evening, sir. And congratulations on a very good set of numbers. So my first question is, how much is the surcharge income in the other income? And has the J&K accepted the late payment surcharge rules and freezed the amount? And my question is the other surcharge will go away in the coming quarters?
Yes, Mohit, regarding the other income, though there is an increase in the generation, so resultantly revenue from operation or revenue from sales has increased, but the major increase in the income that through the other income, that is the arrears, we have got the arrears for the
interest.
Other income.
बैंक कैनेडियन नहीं
है. अच्छा, इंटरेस्ट फ्रॉम बैंक. अच्छा, इंटरेस्ट फ्रॉम बैंक. द इंटरेस्ट फ्रॉम बैंक फॉर दिस क्वार्टर June 22, it is 31.31 crore rupees, and the first last year it was 9.79 crore rupees. So variation is around 21.52 crore rupees, and the interest from employees, contractors, there has also increased from 4 crores to 10 crores, 10.97 crore this year. So 6.97 crore increase in the from this line also. Then late payment surcharge has marginally increased by 1.21%. In this quarter, it is 20.55 crore rupees. And other miscellaneous income, that is 1.42 rupees. So other income total 64.25 crore rupees against 38.72 crore rupees last year. So increase of 25 crores. Regarding the recoveries from J&K. Now the J&K has started, they have entered into an agreement with the REC. So the dues, left out dues with the J&K were to the tune of more than 600 crore rupees. So that will be paid by 12 equal installments. First installment of 53 crore rupees has started. Now every month we will be receiving 53 crore rupees for the dues which were there against the J&K. So in a year, I think by the next July, all the dues will be liquidated.
What is the status of BPA for the Nepal project? Is there any update which you can share?
Nepal PPA.
Yes, Nepal PPA, we have signed an MOU with this PTC and Renew. So we'll be exploring the possibility of selling the power through these two agencies. We are hopeful that we will get it.
Are you looking for a long-term PPA or a short-term PPA? What are the kind of PPAs you are doing?
We'll try to get at least for 15 years. We can term it as long-term.
Understood, sir. And what is the status of sir, the Buxar project? When we expect it to commission now? Is there any delay or something?
Buxar, it's scheduled to be commissioned on time. June 23, first unit, and January 24, second unit.
Understood, sir. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Muchal from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, thank you so much. Firstly, sir, Rampur, we have got this prior period of 2 to 88 crores. Now, we were of the view that the final tariff order was passed and the capital cost was approved. So what is this? And firstly, and the second is related to this is, does this lead to an annual increase in your revenue from Rampur now after this order?
Yes, against the tariff order passed by the CRC earlier, we have filed the review petition. So this is a result of that review petition, certain items which were...
Guarantee fee.
Yes, in the earlier order by the CRC, some expenses were left out like guarantee fee. Now we have filed the review petition, now CRC has agreed. And this is the result of that acceptance of our claim by the CRC to allow that grantee fees and other costs.
Okay. And so how much does this, I assume this is over 5 years, so about 50-60 crores your annual revenue will increase. Is that fine?
This is one time.
The second thing is, if you can give the generation and the tariff for the Bikaner solar project, you gave the project cost, I think EPC of 5491 crores, if you can give the generation and the tariff.
Yeah, the cost is 5491 crore rupees, and the tariff is 2 rupees 45 paisa, that is has been fixed by the Government of India, that is under CPSE scheme. The maximum is 2 rupees 45 paisa per unit.
Okay. And so generation will be approximately?
It is 2500 million units per year.
Okay. And sir, similarly for the Bihar project, if you can give the Bihar which we have signed to 200 MW PPA, the generation and the project cost.
We are just working on it. It is yet to be. We are trying to get the land. The generation from 200 MW will be around 800 to 900 million, and the cost will be around 1,000 crores.
Sure, sir. Sir, the next thing was in the Arun 3 project. If you can help us with the status of the HRT line. I mean, I believe the HRT is a critical portion, and where are we? How much of the, I believe it is about 11 odd kilometers. So how much of that has the heading for how much portion is done, and when do you think that is likely to complete?
The length of HRT is 11.8 kilometer, and out of this 11.8 kilometer, 8.7 kilometer headrace tunnel has been excavated, and simultaneously we are working on the lining, benching and lining. So we can say that out of 8.7 kilometer HRT has been excavated.
Sure. And sir, what would be the approximate monthly run rate in terms of, work completion?
Monthly run rate.
Yeah, in terms of how much work is done in a month for this HRT heading?
Yes, about 3 kilometer HRT has to be done. So in a year, say, you have to excavate in a year. So about 250 meters per month, asking rate will be there.
And that is what we are currently operating at, is it?
Yes, we are trying to achieve that. Though there are many obstacles, but
sometimes it is more also.
Yes. But average 250 meters a month is required.
Okay. So I was just wondering if you have the number for the last, say, 3-6 months, what would be the average run rate that we are operating at?
We can give you the number separately. Right now, we don't have that number.
Sure. And so similarly, for the transmission line, how much portion is what we call this, handing over of the portion is done? I think last when we had spoken, it was about 41%. How much for the handing over is done right now?
Exact number we will supply you separately, but there has been progress in some areas where realignment was to be done because of the objections from the locals. So we had a meeting with the Chief Secretary. Chief Secretary called all the concerned secretaries, Secretary Home, and other secretaries. They also called the concerned CDOs who are actually doing the work at field level. So there has been headway, and the compensation of the land is to be determined by the CDOs. So now CDOs have been directed to expedite it. We are keeping close liaison and touch with the concerned secretary and CDO. We are hopeful that we will get the possession early.
And sir, last two small questions is, was there any FX loss this quarter like you probably had in the last quarter for you? Was there any FX loss this quarter which you could not pass on to the customers, to DISCOMs?
Yes, the interest on FERV.
Yes, on the ECB.
On the ECB, about
some portion.
Some portion more, about 35 to 40 crore rupees.
30 crore rupees.
About 30 crore rupees FERV on ECB.
Okay.
That will not be passed to the consumer.
Sure. So when should we expect this to be over, this loss? Because ideally, this should eventually get capitalized or somehow. I'm wondering, will this continue to be an impact if the currency continues to depreciate?
Then these borrowings are deployed in the project, and then this amount is capitalized. At that time, it will be.
That will be done. But until then, this will continue to remain, depending upon how the currency moves. Is that so fair?
Yes, definitely.
And so this is linked to the Bikaner project, is it? The Bikaner project, 1,000 MW?
Bikaner and other projects, hydro projects, we are employing this capital.
Sure. Sure. So this seems to be a big impact because last quarter also this was an impact. If we can, I'm not sure how we can offset this, probably some hedging or some other tools, because this is impacting our numbers in some, although this quarter is this small, but it's still impacting our numbers. Sure, sir. And the last question is on Arun 3. You mentioned that you are signing, you have signed MOU with PTC and REC, Renew. So what would be the tariff be, if you if you can give some sense?
Tariff will be around between 4.55 rupees to 4.60 rupees per unit.
Okay. So this is agreed, largely agreed with these, under the MOU, this is largely agreed with them. Okay.
Yeah,
It
will be around this figure.
So I was wondering if, I mean, will it change depending upon the project cost? So tomorrow if the project cost comes out to be lower or higher, can this amount change or this is largely fixed now?
2.5, 2.6. This is maximum tariff and we are hopeful. We have worked out the different permutations and combinations of the project cost and expected increase in the project cost also because of the various reasons. So we will be comfortable if we rate it in terms of the project cost. We will be comfortable at this level of tariff.
Got it. Well, sir, thank you so much, sir, and all the best. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question at this time. The next question is from the line of Rohit Natarajan from Antique Stock Broking. Please go ahead.
Thank you for this opportunity. Coming back on this Arun Phase 2 project, is there any slippages? Like internally, probably you are targeting the commissioning schedule at maybe in June 23. But now this transmission front, we are not seeing that kind of a progress. So maybe, what exactly is the situation over there? Is there any shift of that internal commissioning schedule date or are we still adhering to the same timeline?
Yes, it was planned by June 23, but because of in the generation front also because of the heavy rain, this year rain started very early, right from the mid-February, early March, very flash floods in that area. So that impacted our dam concreting also. And similarly, the powerhouse and HRT also. And in HRT phases also, there has been some geological issues. So we are not able to go ahead with the desired pace of work in HRT also. So that is resulting into some delays in the generation front also. So we are planning to achieve it by December 23, by all the means. And by that time, we are also trying, we are making efforts to do the transmission line work before that.
Great, sir. And on the Bihar thermal project, we had some issues on rail and water pipeline part. The land acquisition R&R was underway, but what is the situation over there, sir?
Yes, now land for both these components, whether the railway siding or water corridors. Corridor has been the award has been made by the district authority, and for the water corridor the land has already been handed over to us, and regarding the railway siding, major portion has been handed over and rest of the portion will be handed over soon by the district authorities to SCPN. So we are keeping the schedule as such. June 23, first unit, and January 24, second unit.
Sure, sir, sure. And the CAPEX guidance for this year, can we assume, I mean, it's still like 8,000 crore, that's the target we're looking at?
Yeah,
CAPEX
is 8,000 crore. Yes, total is 8,000 crore rupees. And the first
and next year will be 9,000 crore?
CAPEX for the year, target is 8,000 crore rupees. And for this Buxar project, it is 2,500 crore rupees. And right now in the quarter one, the target was 1,800 crore rupees. Against that target, we have already done 1,990 crore rupees in the quarter one. And till date, 2,330 crore rupees capex has been done. And we are sure that we will achieve this target of 8,000 crore rupees in the year.
Sure, sir. For FY24, the number is 9,500 maximum. Is still the same?
If you can speak with slow speed, I think you are...
For the FY24 capex target.
Can you repeat?
FY24 capex target.
FY24. FY24, yeah. It will be 10,000 crore rupees.
Okay. That's it from my side, sir. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you. Ladies and gentlemen, you may press star and one to ask a question. The next question is from the line of Apurva Bahadur from Investec. Please go ahead.
Hi, sir. Sorry, sir, you gave some breakdown of the incentives and other income. Can you please repeat that? I missed noting it down.
Yes, total incentives which we have earned in the first quarter is 252 crore rupees. No, 87.59 crore rupees in the quarter one against 71.55 crore rupees last year. Regarding the capacity incentives last year were 61.81 crore rupees. And this year, 62.79 crore rupees, an increase of 0.98 crore rupees. But on the other side, UI, that is deviation settlement mechanism, there is a substantial increase. Last year, UI incentives were 9.7 crore rupees, and this year, quarter one, 24.3 crore rupees. So there is an increase of 14.58 crore rupees. Similarly, the total incentives during the quarter this year is 87.59 crore rupees. There is an increase of 16.04 crore rupees.
Thank you, sir. That's very helpful. Sir, secondly, I think on the last call you highlighted that the government has handed us over certain pump hydro projects for exploration and DPR. Wanted to check if there is any update on that and what we have found in our initial studies.
Yes, our committee of experts visited various sites. So we were just finding the viability or feasibility of these projects. We have also engaged the consultant for doing the due diligence. So out of 10 odd locations, we are going with the 4 locations to explore more for finding the viability of the project.
So where would these be and what would be the total capacity for these locations?
Total capacity was more than 13,000 megawatt. Majority of the projects were in Maharashtra and a few projects in Andhra Pradesh, Karnataka and Arunachal, Mizoram. So, but majority of the projects were in Maharashtra. So in Maharashtra, we are focusing whether these are viable or not. So that has to be ascertained. We are engaging a consultant and assigning the responsibility for making the investigations or doing the diligence.
Okay. So, sir, what would be the capital cost that we are looking at?
Capital cost part is PSP.
Yes, sir.
It is yet to be determined. That will depend how the projects are, then whether reservoir is main on the main river or the off river locations, how much height of the dam for the reservoir. So that will be determined only after. But we can say that per megawatt is more than 12 crore rupees per megawatt.
12 crore rupees. Okay, sir.
Yes.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Akhilesh Bhandari from ICICI Prudential AMC. Please go ahead.
Good evening, sir. Thank you for taking my question. So you had mentioned the forex loss component of around 30 crores. So, what is the current level of ECB borrowing which we have, and how much is the unhedged portion of out of that?
The loss is around 30 crore rupees. ECB is 2,300 $300 million about 2,300 crore rupees.
Sir, is this entirely unhedged or you have hedged a part of it?
It is not hedged, it is entirely unhedged, but we are keeping a close watch on the movement of the dollar price and the hedging cost. So we did not hedge it because of the higher hedging cost. So, but we are keeping a close watch on the movement of the dollar price.
Sir, given that a part of this pertains to the renewable projects where the currency movement impact doesn't automatically become a pass-through, should it as a policy we automatically hedge it? Because that is the true cost, right? I mean, in your regulated projects, it becomes a pass-through in the tariff, but in renewable projects, it won't become a pass-through.
Akhilesh, this is not a automatically pass-through item because in the RE, renewable energy projects, except hydro, it is not a pass-through item, it is part total cost. So the tariff is fixed. There is no variation. It is not cost plus rating. So it will be part of the cost of the project.
Yeah, so that's what I'm saying. Since it's not a pass-through, shouldn't we be automatically hedging it when we are taking the loan? So that at least we have a visibility of the overall interest cost.
So you are right, but we are just weighing the different options, where the cost of hedging is more or price dollar price movement is more. So we have to keep a balance in that.
Okay. Thank you. That's it from us.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star and one. The next question is from the line of Dhruv Muchal from HDFC Mutual Fund. Please go ahead.
Yeah, sir. Thank you for the follow-up. So just carrying forward from what the earlier participant was saying, it is very difficult to predict the move in USD INR. I believe you will understand it well. So if it is not hedged and if it moves very, volatilely, it can have a significant impact on a number. So that hence the suggestion or probably the request to consider some measures to, protect our earnings from unexpected changes in the FX. Because even in last quarter, I believe we had some impact because of the FX loss and even in this quarter. So the volatility in FX, which has no control on ours, is impacting our performance. So that was the point that we are trying to highlight.
Okay, thank you. Suggestion is noted. Our team is working on it.
Sure, sir. So just one thing on Buxar project, I was looking at the CEA's, broad status report. There, it's mentioned that the boiler hydro test is likely to get completed in the November 22. And so from past experiences looking at thermal projects, we understand that it takes at least about 1.5 to 2 years after the hydro test is complete for the project to, have the startup or the light up happen. So, sir, based on your target of about June 23, it seems a bit aggressive in that sense then. So, are we comfortable that it can be commissioned by June 23 or should we build in some, leeways there, probably a few 6 months or 9 months leeway there?
So, this is not the factual position. 1 year or 2 years after hydro test. So even within 6 months, the project can be commissioned. The unit can be commissioned after hydro test. So, all the components, if they are ready, then there is no such time requirement that only after 1 year after hydro test the project will be commissioned.
Okay. Sure. So we remain comfortable on this June 23 deadline.
Yes. Yes.
Sure. Thank you so much, sir. Thank you.
Thank you. The next question is from the line of Mohit Kumar from DAM Capital. Please go ahead.
Sir, two clarifications. One is that if you're selling for Nepal, will it be counted as RPO obligations for the Indian entity? Will it classify for HPO?
No, it's not qualified for HPO benefits. HPO benefits is granted only to the projects which are constructed in India, not in Nepal or other country.
Understood, sir. And sir, how are you funding the renewable projects? Is it primarily 100% through debt or you are looking to infuse equity also?
80-20, mostly it is 80-20, 80% debt and 20% equity.
And how do you think about debt, sir, debt for the renewable? Is it are looking for, you know, how much debt, how much forex debt, how much rupee debt, or do you intend to reduce the forex component going forward, especially for renewables?
We have funding from debt from different sources. We have tried that ECB got that ECB were borrowing also from external commercial borrowing. At the same time, other banks are also coming forward, and even we have gone for the bonds also. In future also, we can also go for green bonds or something for some funding.
There's some funding, there's some different currency maybe. Different currencies
may also for yen also, or we are also going in bonds also, and at the same time we are also generating funds through securitization of assets which are debt free.
So do you think monetization target for us given to the government?
For this monetization?
Yes, have you committed for any monetization commitment?
This year, this 2000 crore through monetization process.
Securitization of the asset, okay, I understand.
Yes, securitization.
What is the use case in the sense, how are you going to use the proceeds of this this cash flow?
Yes, this ROE, mainly ROE from this.
Yes, this cash flow, we are supplying power to different beneficiaries, different states, DISCOM.
So my question is that if you raise the money through securitization, 2,500 crore,
yes,
how will you use the proceeds of the, you know, the sale?
Mainly to meet the requirement of equity investment.
Okay, but 2,500 crore is a very large number, so we can put up a large capacity in that case.
Our PTO project is very large, and more projects are coming into construction. So the equity requirement for these projects will be met from this part of securitized assets also.
And so which are the projects which are looking to award this year EPC order?
In the hydro sector, there is 2,600 crore Sunni dam. So for that, we will be requiring 30% equity. So about more than about 750 to 800 crore rupees equity will be required
in phase
manner. And in the renewables, the solar side also, we have just awarded the Rajkota project. In Gujarat, then we'll be awarding other projects.
200 megawatt Bihar, 100 megawatt.
Bihar, 100 megawatt in Punjab.
90 megawatt floating.
90 megawatt floating project in Madhya Pradesh. Yeah. So many more projects are.
300 megawatt in Gujarat.
Yes. So many more projects are in the pipeline.
Sir, all of these solar projects, once you award the EPC contract, is the model price risk is on us or on the EPC contractor?
Once it is awarded, it is on the part of the EPC contractor.
Most of it, right, sir?
Yes. Yes.
Understood, sir. Thank you and all the best, sir. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone who would like to ask a question, you may press star followed by one. The next question is from the line of Varun from Bryanston Investments. Please go ahead.
Thank you for the opportunity. Sir, we've seen three consecutive rate hikes this year. So does this lower our effective IRR on renewable energy projects, given that these projects are fixed tariff projects and most of these projects were won during during low interest rate environment?
This lower IRR, this IRR threshold fixed by Government of India has been fixed long back. When the interest rates in the market were very high, Now the bank rates have gone very down in 6 to 7%. In some cases we are getting the loans at 5 to 6% also. So any IRR above the bank rates, the project will be viable, is viable. So 7 to 8% IRR or 8 to 9, more than 7% will be the benchmark for determination of the viability of the project also. And return on equity IRR is more than 10%. Or in our cases,
the rate will be lower, right? After the recent three hikes, interest rate hikes that we have seen?
See, in fact, increase in interest rate is not impacting our IRR, because the interest is not mainly capitalized. Interest is for only a short period during construction period. Therefore, it is not majorly impacting our IRR.
All right. Okay. And so second question, you said 8,000 crores of capex this year and 10,000 next year. So could you just help me with the breakup between RE and non-RE, so capex breakup between RE and non-RE?
This year, out of 8,000 crores, about 3,000 crores is solar RE. We can say RE, though hydro is RE, but non-hydro RE.
Yes,
3,000 crore for solar, this non-hydro RE, and about 2,500 for thermal, and about 2,500 for hydro.
And for next year?
Next year, the solar part will be 4 to 5,000 crores.
All right. That's it for my side. Thank you.
Ladies and gentlemen, due to time constraints, that was the last question for today. I now hand the conference over to Mr. Rupesh Sankhe for closing comments.
So we thank Mr. Anil Sharma, sir, for giving us an opportunity to host this call. And we also thank all the investors and the analysts for joining this call.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. On behalf of Elara Securities, that concludes this conference. Thank you for joining us. And you may now disconnect your line.